USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been autopsied in New York City. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. Iran's foreign minister saying the United States is turning the Gulf region into a matchbox ready to ignite, telling Al Jazeera today that the region will become less and less safe as more foreign military vessels show up. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Trump administration is now moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States. A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. During a White House briefing, immigration official Ken Cuccinelli said the rule promotes self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he believes Congress needs to bring back a ban on assault-style weapons. In a New York Times op-ed Sunday, 1 week after the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, Biden argues the ban passed in 1994 worked. He says polls show nearly 70% of Americans, including 54% of Republicans, favor a ban on what he calls weapons of war. Today starts a trial for a former Eagles scout accused of running an international drug ring out of his Salt Lake City basement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
2020 Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris saying upcoming census taking will be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids like the one in Mississippi, where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants will be afraid to be counted in the census. She says that'll impact its results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts resources. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Demand for bulletproof backpacks and sales of tools for bulletproofing backpacks are rapidly increasing after two recent mass shootings. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, Ready-to-Go Survival, says it has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just this week. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200 to 300% rate nationally. And Dole is issuing a voluntary recall on a limited amount of baby spinach it sells over a possible salmonella risk. The products include 6-ounce bags and 10-ounce clam shells with use-by dates of August 5th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.